So actually, today I'm needing to condense because we have two magnificent holidays to honor and to be aware of. So today, as Father's Day, tomorrow is Juneteenth. And they both are such vital holidays. So I'm going to do a little mixed bag here today and include both of them. So my talk title is Honoring Father Role Models and Celebrating Juneteenth. So as we just embrace today, embrace this as Father's Day, as a holiday, initially starting with that, we can recognize that throughout history, things have changed. Mother's Day was the first holiday that was created quite a long time ago, and they didn't celebrate Father's Day back then because of societal norms. It's like, well, we celebrate and honor the mom who is the loving, nurturing person, but dad is stoic and he doesn't need any holiday. And so it took quite a while for it to be established that there was a Father's Day to honor and acknowledge the contributions that fathers or people who were in fatherhood roles exemplified. And so it's taken us a while to celebrate this particular holiday. And we each do so in our own way, depending on our age, because we come from past societal norms of how fathers were supposed to be. And some of us had fathers who were very good at that. And some of us had fathers who were not so good. And it has taken time to open our consciousness enough to allow all the ways that the attributes of fatherhood can be exemplified to us, recognizing that we're talking about the divine masculine, the aspects that are in polarity but also work with the divine feminine, which we celebrate more on Mother's Day. But the divine masculine, the aspects of strength and courage and wisdom. And it doesn't mean that they're separate because they're all part of the same. And we recognize also that these are not necessarily gender attributes. And yet we tend to look at them as male and female. And yet they are all inherent in all of us. And over time, the traditional role of fatherhood has changed greatly. We can yet appreciate those role models in our lives, though, that do exemplify many of the things that John talked about in his song. And in Scripture, John 5, 19b through 20, and this was Jesus talking, and he said, "For whatever the Father does, or whatever the light of all creation does, these things the Son does also in that manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing." So he's speaking of the light that guides us, of that higher light that is the light of God, of divine masculine. And in this day and age, as things have begun to change, in honoring the LGBTQ community, we had a wonderful time. We're going to talk about that a little bit later at the Gay Pride Festival yesterday here at Pottawatomie Park. In beginning to honor how much the roles have changed of fatherhood, of father figures, it's important to understand that we are all beginning to represent those, whether male or female, in ways that support our children and those people who are following our example. But I'd like to share this from theawarenesscenter.com. And the writer of this says, "Today's father comes in many forms. Gone are the binary roles of male breadwinner and female homemaker." How many of you remember a mom that stayed home and a dad that worked, a few. And how quickly that began to change, even in our era of all of us who are here. Goes on to say, the father who spends the majority of time at work and sees their kids on the weekends only is a rarity nowadays. Today's fathers have started to take on roles vastly different from fathers of previous generations. With many new fathers welcoming this change, they feel a strong desire to father their own children differently to how they were fathered, wanting to make up for what they didn't have in childhood. It is no surprise that fathers are taking on a more open and connected emotional relationship with their children. Wow. We used to think of the fathers, the mothers would hold and nurture and care and be there, and the fathers would come home all stoic. And we're recognizing now, as humanity is evolving, that we all embody all of those characteristics. And that we work together. And as more women have moved into the workplace, more men have chosen to actually stay home and care for children, there's a blending now of roles that is so supportive and so wonderful for children growing up. And from lonewolf.com, it goes on to say, spiritual maturity is about nurturing, honoring, and balancing both sides of your nature. And all men, women, and non-binaries, trans, possess both the masculine and feminine aspect inside. So, you know, it's easy to, Father's Day, okay, we go get a Father's Day card, or we do whatever we do and how we honor it, and we kind of get in that old traditional rote, and I'm inviting us to embrace, to kind of open up our scope of our expectations, of our awareness, and to experience how much things are changing in our society and how much more embracive it all becomes. I like this quote from William Bennett, who's an author. He wrote the Book of Virtues for Children, but it says, real fatherhood means love and commitment and sacrifice and a willingness to share responsibility. So once again, we see that we are moving more into a connected upraising of children rather than separated roles. And we know that the role models that we might call a father figure for us may not have been a father or anyone even in our own family. But we do see it exemplified in the places, whether in churches or in schools or with family and with friends outside of family. And so as we begin to embrace that these attributes of strength and of courage and of playfulness and wisdom can be exemplified by us all, and we can honor wherever those role models appear for us. And so as we begin to have a gratitude for this, I want to share a little bit from thebanyanworld.com. Fathers have come a long way from their traditional role as the breadwinner and are now a lot more than just that. The modern dad is more proactive, sensitive. How many of us thought of our dads as sensitive? Good. Okay, a couple hands raised. And, you know, it wasn't until I became an adult and in much later years that I began to see a sensitivity in my dad, but it had been covered up because that wasn't what he was taught. Susan, do we have anybody that, and feel free at home if you want to post a remark about this, and we'll have a time later just so you can begin thinking, those of you who are watching at home, about some of the traits that made your dad special to you. But, you know, we didn't think of them as sensitive. And yet, as we're beginning to embrace both the male, the divine masculine and divine feminine, and understand they're all part of the yin-yang, the wholeness of our spiritual beingness, these attributes are beginning to show and come out, and our children are being taught differently. So the modern dad is more proactive, sensitive, and engaged with the matters of the upbringing of their children. The changing gender roles in society have given birth to new age super dads. These dads are the nurturers, teachers, therapists, cheerleaders, and overall heroes for their children. Simply put, the modern dad is a wholesome, fully activated parent. Fathers are now shedding their stoic, silent, and disciplinary image to become more open and friendly with their children. More fathers are now participating in playtime, taking more interest in the kids' hobbies, and even becoming more vulnerable in terms of showing their own emotions to the kids. And I love this joke. I will paraphrase it because I didn't copy it down. But the mom yelled out to the dad who's playing on the front lawn, in on the grass with the kids, and they're tearing up the lawn. And she's saying, "Oh my gosh, you guys, you're tearing up the lawn." And the dad says, "Well, we're here raising children, not grass." Okay, I thought that went over not too good. I thought so too. There was dead silence in the room. For those, is anybody laughing at home? I thought that was a hoot. Because we're always so, don't mess up the grass. Moms, we need it all manicured and all nice. And dad's saying, we're not raising grass, we're raising children. So I just thought, okay, so maybe I explained it better. Sorry. That goes to show my joke-telling abilities. But that just hit home for me, and probably because my dad, and Vicki, you will remember, my sister's watching at home, you'll remember, he would tussle with us on the grass, and we'd roll down the hill of the grass, and he'd tickle us. And, it was such a wonderful experience, and we weren't worried about if we tore the grass up a little bit. In scripture from Proverbs 27, it says, "The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him." So this invites us into just a moment today, because Father's Day is a day of gratitude, of honoring all the things, the gifts that we were given, the attributes that we learned. And oftentimes they were subtle. And even if we had parents that maybe weren't very good at parenting, there are still wonderful things that we learned, or from other role models that we had. And so I'm inviting us on this Father's Day to celebrate it in a sense of gratitude, and to take some time in whatever way that you do, whether your father is still alive or with you, or if you're in contact with him or not, to breathe into and just express in some way, whether it's outwardly and verbal or by personal connection, or just in the heart of your being, that sense of gratitude for the gifts that you have received. And Reed Markham, who is a wonderful author, said, "Being a great father is like shaving. No matter how good you shave today, you have to do it again tomorrow." And so those are the things that we can appreciate and be grateful for: our dads showing up, even when they didn't know how, even when they didn't get the book on how to be a dad, even when they made mistakes, and yet our fathers, or those who were role model for us, showed up in ways, countless ways, which we carry in our hearts and in all that we have learned. And so I had asked people in the congregation over the last 2 weeks if they would care to submit some things about their dads that made them special. And Susan, as people, and so those of you on live stream, if you care to submit, just type in one or two words that made them special. I will share from those who did respond. Bill Singler, his father, Carl Semortier Singler, he said, "My father was a great role model. He worked hard his entire life. He always wanted to see the Switzerland Alps, and right after he retired, he came to visit me in Germany, and I will never forget the look on his face when he finally got to see the Alps. He had great morals. I remember the time when a cashier gave him a quarter too much, and he went all the way back to return it. Memories and lessons I have carried with me my entire life. He taught me many things: how to drive, work with tools, build things, and much more. He always gave me moral support throughout my life. I will always miss him." And Vicki Thompson, "My father, Larry Vanek. My dad is special to me because of his constant smile and engaging laugh. Also important to me is my memory of him teaching me to ride my bicycle. And I remember that because this is my sister and this is my dad. But I remember I was too young then, I'm younger. And so I was running along beside as he held the bike and helped her learn to ride. And I still carry that memory of how present he was there for her. And so he said, his patience and encouragement to keep me trying until I was able to balance and ride easily has always remained with me. I remember the fun we all had on family hikes and playing hide and seek. And I remember he was always good at building fires, both at home and on camping trips, not out in the, you know, not forest fires, on camping trips, which kept the family warm and cozy. And Patty Minnick, my dad, William A. Phillips, Captain Bill. My dad was the one who was always helping others. He would take us everywhere, give friends and neighbors rides, or fix things for others. The scripture that comes to mind, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, that you do unto me, from Matthew 25:40. Love you, Dad, for your compassion. Thank you. And Chris C. Schmidt, whose father is Ray Schmidt, let me be a cowgirl. He supported my love of riding horses while I was growing up, and that support helped shape who I am today. Susan, have we had anyone post any words regarding their dads?
We have not, but Vicki did say she loved your joke.
Thank you. Oh, good, thanks. So, a while back I had written a letter to my dad. He passed away 7.5 years ago. And he got to visit here one time. Many of you remember that, in the old church. And we loved to dance. And he danced with me in the sanctuary. John, you played a wonderful song for us because we loved to ballroom dance. So we got to do that. But, huh? Fly Me to the Moon. That is right. I was trying to remember which one it was. So this is a letter I wrote to my dad. Thank you for believing in me, always being proud of me, loving me through so many things. He really did need to love me through a lot of things because I was kind of the imp of the family. And for living with integrity. Even though you are no longer here, I feel you present by my side. You left me precious memories that will forever hold a warm place in my heart and comfort me when I'm down. I'm so thankful for all that you taught me, the importance of family, positive work ethics, respect for others, and the value of asking questions. You shared your love of the outdoors, taught me how to build a good campfire and put up a tent. We sang songs while we hiked mountain trails, woke me up on early mornings to watch historic space flights, and help me count the stars at night. You showed me how to dance up a storm, handle life's affairs wisely, and reminded me always to rise and shine every day with a positive attitude and a smile on my face. He would come in the room and say, rise and shine, everybody, rise and shine. Vicki and I weren't always real appreciative of that at the time. The caring and wisdom with which you lived your life will continue to guide and support me in all that I do. From the bottom of my heart, I say thanks, Daddy. Happy Father's Day. I love you. That's my sister and I with my dad right before he passed away. So I just want to invite all of you in whatever way you choose to honor your dad or whoever was a father role model for you. You might send them a text. You might write them a letter. You might just hold them in your heart and say a little prayer for them. So moving on now. Oh, yes, Susan, thank you.
I wanted to share what Susan Bailey said. My dad told my minister he felt God in the apple orchard. I loved that.
Oh, he felt God in the apple orchard. Wow. These beautiful things, you know, that our dad shared with us. So, gratefully, we celebrate dads. I'm backing up slightly because I forgot to do my core statement. Gratefully, we celebrate dads and father figures who exemplify and teach positive attributes. And just remembering all the little things that we forget and the ways that they were present. So moving on to cover Juneteenth, because it's important to remember. If you could pull up from romper.com and John Albuquerque. Juneteenth, also known as Freedom Day and Black Independence Day, commemorates June 19, 1865. On this day, enslaved African Americans were granted freedom in Texas, the last Confederate state to abolish slavery. Juneteenth is a celebration of freedom and Black culture, but it is also an important reminder that Black people in America fought, and in some cases are still fighting, for basic human rights decades after the Declaration of Independence was signed. And John Albuquerque from the website of Juneteenth says, "Let's make Juneteenth a commemorative, not of the horrific institution our country embraced, but rather as a showcase of the strength in the American spirit to recognize wrong and set about making it right. In this same spirit, America moves ahead today in leveling playing fields and achieving ever greater equality. Let us celebrate all that Juneteenth teaches us about our use of the heart to hear and to learn and to work together for all that is good and just." And so as we consider celebrating Father's Day today and then tomorrow, shifting our focus into ways that we might celebrate Juneteenth, let us consider perhaps like watching some movies or going to the library and checking out history or supporting African-American-owned businesses or reaching out to have conversations. From goodgoodgood.com, that's Amanda R. Martinez. "On this day, June 19th, 1865, Black people's complete personhood was acknowledged on a systemic level for the very first time. It dates the moment African Americans, Caribbean Americans, and Afro-immigrants alike could begin to, on the same level, participate in and see themselves as part of a whole society." I'm sorry, and that was from actually Breonna Taylor. And this is from Amanda R. Martinez, and it's from goodgoodgood.com. "In whatever way Juneteenth is celebrated, it has ultimately become a time of sharing stories of Black resilience, resistance, liberation, and joy. It also provides an opportunity for all of us to deepen our understanding of the United States history, empathize with, and advocate alongside our Black neighbors, and pave the way to a brighter, more just future for all Americans." So sometimes it's easy to let some of the holidays pass by without giving them a moment of prayer, a moment of consideration, a moment of recognition. And so I really invite us to honor our African American neighbors and friends and people around us in our culture, and honor the journey and the history, and that we continue to fight for freedom for all humanity. Mariah Cooley, who's a legislative director for March of Our Lives, at Howard University. Sorry, I was trying to read my own writing there. She says, "Juneteenth means so much to me. It represents the freedom that my ancestors fought so tirelessly for. But rather than focusing on the brutalization of my people then and now, I choose to focus on hope. June 19th reminds me that I am the force of power to change this world and to follow in the footsteps of my ancestors to work towards liberation." And so I'll close with scripture from Galatians 5:1. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." So let us celebrate Father's Day and rejoice with gratitude in honoring all that they have taught us, all that they have exemplified. And tomorrow, let's celebrate Juneteenth in a recognition of freedom for all humanity.